welcome. You are tuned into another edition of Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol. I'm your host, Tony Doman, and here on the show, each and every week, I find and feature themes related to Appalachian culture and folklore and play songs and stories all about our selected topic of choice. I also feature special guests, including local and regional artisans, storytellers, musicians, and those doing really interesting things in the region. And I'm so excited to welcome 2021. Finally, this year is going to be very exciting. I'm bringing you more Appalachian topics and stories here on the program. And to kick off the new year today, I'll be diving into something a bit eerie, very fitting for this show since we like to talk about folklore. With the darkest and shortest day of winter being now behind us on December 21st, the winter solstice, things can really only brighten up from here. The days officially get longer, meaning the sun shines a little brighter every day now. That's good news, right? Today, we're diving into the dark. Today's program features a story segment and live folktale reading of The Moon Ghost, a dark story from AppalachianHistory.net, with the help of reading this tale with Miss Summer Apostle. So stick around and please stay tuned this hour here on Mountain Song and Story. Again, all our songs and tales about the darkness. First up, here is a spooky number.
Her two little feet would come running into our bedroom almost every night. Her soft little face would be wet from her tears and her little heart pounding with fright. She'd hold out her arms, then she'd climb in beside us. In a small voice, we'd hear her remark, "Mommy and Daddy, can I sleep here with you? 'Cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark." One day in the summer, we took some flowers to place on some old family graves. Jeannie said, "Mommy, ain't it dark in the ground? Oh, Daddy, I'd be so afraid." Then she looked up at her daddy and me and said something that broke both our hearts. She said, "When I die, please don't bury me, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark."
Jeannie was always afraid of the dark, and we never could understand why. 'Cause we looked after Jeannie with the very best of care, because Jeannie was our only child. Perhaps it was death that she was so afraid of, 'cause it took her one dark, stormy night. I think we always knew that we'd never see Jeannie grown, 'cause it seemed that she was destined to die. But on Jeannie's grave, we placed an eternal flame that glows and never loses its spark. And on the darkest night, there's always a light, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Our Jeannie's afraid of the dark."
It's as dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. I never will forget one time when I was on a little visit down home in Ebenezer, Kentucky. I was a-talking to an old man that had known me ever since the day I was born and an old friend of the family. He says, son, you don't know how lucky you are to have a nice job like you've got and don't have to dig out a living from under these old hills and hollers like me and your pappy used to. When I ask him why he never had left and tried some other kind of work, he says, no, sir, you just won't do that. If ever you get this old coal dust in your blood, you're just going to be a plain old coal miner as long as you live. He went on to say it's a habit, sort of like chewing tobacco. Come and listen, you fellers, so young and so fine, and seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mines. It will form as a habit and seep in your soul till the stream of your blood is as black as the coal. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where danger is double and pleasures are few. Where the rain never falls and the sun never shines, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. It's a many a man I've seen in my day who lived just to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his dope and a drunkard is wine. A man will have lust for the lure of the mines. I hope when I'm gone and the ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner a-digging my bones, where it's dark as a dungeon, damp as the dew, where the danger is double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
Dark Moon from Bonnie Guitar there. That is an original tune of hers from 1957, and Elvis Presley actually had an unreleased version of that song as well. It's really, really a cool, catchy tune. Right before that, we heard Dark as a Dungeon from Merle Travis and Jeannie's Afraid of the Dark, kicking off our beginning set of songs here on Mountain Song and Story. Jeannie's Afraid of the Dark by Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton duet. Really good stuff there. Some spooky, spooky songs about the dark, which is what we are talking about here on the program today. And we are ready for our story segment. We are going to give Miss Summer Apostle a call and read a story here called The Moon Ghost, which comes from AppalachianHistory.net, kindly provided by Dave Tabler. Let's go give Summer a call and check out this story. All right, so it is time once again for our story segment. Here on the show, not only do we feature songs about our topic of choice, centered around Appalachian history and folklore, but we also read some of the tales. And joining me once again is Summer Apostle. Welcome, Summer. Welcome back.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me. It's always good to be here. Excited to make some noises.
All right, so it's always good to have you here with us, Summer. And the darkest day of the year just happened to be back on December 21st. We're in January now, finally ringing in 2021. And the darkest day of winter is not the winter solstice. December 21st is actually the shortest day of the year with the fewest minutes of sun, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac. So today we thought that going in fitting with our theme of the darkness that we'll be talking about today, we're going to read a tale about the darkness called The Moon Ghost.
Ooh.
Yeah, and this story comes from AppalachianHistory.net from Dave Tabler. And the story was kindly sent our way by our friend Ryan Bernard over at the Archives of Appalachia. Mountain Song and Story is supported by the Archives of Appalachia, dedicated to gathering and preserving the written words, images, and sounds that document life in Southern Appalachia. Located in East Tennessee State University's campus, the Archives of Appalachia is open to the public Monday through Friday. Visit etsu.edu/archives to learn more. And we really appreciate Ryan helping to find stories and to help with research for this program. So thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. We miss you.
And we also want to thank Steve Gilley for kindly giving us permission to retell this story. So Steve is the co-host for the podcast Mountain Lore, which tells different bits of folklore from Appalachia, everything from ghosts to witch stories to jack tales to traditional Cherokee tales. So thank you once again for letting us share this great tale today. Their show sounds a lot like what we do here on Mountain Song and Story, doesn't it, Summer?
It does, yeah. Got to be a good one then.
Yeah. So let's get on into this story. This is The Moon Ghost. The town of Buchanan, Virginia, is located in Beaufort County, about midway between Roanoke and Lexington along I-81. A typical small town in Appalachia today, Buchanan was the scene of some ghostly activity almost 150 years ago. During and right after the Civil War, the Reverend G.C. Thrasher lived in a fine house in Buchanan, where he had a Baptist congregation to whom he preached every Sunday. That house, though, contained something special. You see, there was a ghost in the house. This ghost, or spirit, or whatever you want to call it, started its haunting of the good reverend and his family by making its way into the family corn crib through a padlocked door, nonetheless, and stealing from a sack of corn.
It would then proceed to move out about 20 paces from the crib and pour it onto the floor, making a mess. The ghost would then come by nightly and play tricks on the family. It would open windows, unlock doors, scatter furniture, and throw spoons and forks and knives all around randomly. Before going back to whence it came. All this would occur even though the house was guarded inside and out by not just the family, but parishioners and neighbors, all armed to the teeth and eager to catch whatever it was that was doing all these things. Even more strange was what happened a few days later. Reverend Thrasher went next door to the neighbor's house, a Dr. Wood. While there, he distinctly heard his children, who had left at home, ringing a bell. Then he heard a violent knocking at Dr. Wood's door. The two men started towards the door, and Dr. Wood, armed with a shotgun, when Reverend Thrasher distinctly heard the voice of his son back at his house, ask whatever was at the home's door what it wanted.
What do you want?
The reply, which he also heard, was a low and indistinguishable mumble, as if it was probably coming from underground. The two looked high and low, but could find nothing at the Woodhouse. All was coming from the Thrasher house, as the little son of Reverend Thrasher questioned the ghost at the door.
What are you doing?
A few weeks later, Reverend Thrasher was in his yard, armed with a double-barrel shotgun, when he noticed some shadowy presence passed by him as swift as the wind.
Whoosh, whoosh.
Before it disappeared. The ghost continued his pranks in the Thrasher house. Every night he would come, causing many to call it the Moon Ghost, after a similar ghost that was haunting a nearby house owned by a Mr. Moon. It would scatter whenever it could find it in an effort to play a prank on the living. Old bones, wood chips, rocks, ears of corn, whatever it would throw them about the house in every which way. Then it would turn everything upside down in whatever room it wished, just to make a mess for the Thrashers to pick up. He distinctly heard his children ringing a bell. As a test, two young ladies visiting the home decided to see just what the Moon Ghost could do. They arranged the parlor in a particular way. Then they carefully locked all the doors, then carried all the keys to Mr. Thrasher's room. They waited a few minutes, then they got the keys and returned to the parlor, only to find the doors to that room wide open. The books from the bookshelf scattered about on the floor. Lamps placed on the floor and things in a general state of disarray. To make matters worse, the girls discovered a strange key that would neither lock nor unlock any door in the house, sticking in the keyhole of the parlor door. Another day, Reverend Thrasher left the dining room, carefully locking the door behind him. He went upstairs to the bedroom, but just as he was about to go in, he heard a noise downstairs.
Oh.
And, returning to the dining room, where he found the door open, the furniture moved about and all the dishes scattered on the floor. The clock,
tick-tock,
was taken off the mantle and put on the floor as well. This ghost, not to be ignored, began to get a bit bolder. It started knocking at the front door. And this knocking was done every single day between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. As Christmas approached, the rapping at the door grew louder and louder. At the same time, it began to whistle through the house, slam doors,
whoosh, whoosh,
rattle windows, and slam whatever it could slam. Apparently to get some attention, I guess. One story goes that two men wanted to see what was going on for themselves. They visited the house, intending to sleep over at the night. The ghost, well, he had other plans. The men reported seeing a strange presence which walked into the room, then walked back out, in reverse. It would stomp as if it were angry. The Thrasher's bedroom door was opened and closed constantly that night, as if the spirit did not want those strangers in its house. These odd occurrences continued, but many in Buchanan were convinced that a young girl named Anna Prigg was responsible for these pranks, not a ghostly spirit. Miss Pring was staying with the Thrashers, but neither the Reverend Thrasher nor his wife felt that she had an opportunity nor the desire to do these pranks. They were convinced it was the spirit of some sort doing all the deeds. But spirit or child, the Reverend Thrasher and his family had enough by the spring of 1872. In March, they moved out of the house and headed to Jonesboro, Tennessee. No word on whether the ghost moved or stayed behind. And that's the story of the Moon Ghost, another bit of folklore from Appalachia.
Oh, I love that story.
I really like it, too. And
I hope the ghost is doing okay now that his friends moved out.
Yeah. I really like that it's local. It's like a local tale, you know, Buchanan County. Yeah, Buchanan County is just over the mountain. We were just there. I was just there yesterday, actually. And let's see.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and Jonesboro, Tennessee, of course, is just up the road here from Bristol. So,
right.
It's cool to have some local
tales. Did you see the moon ghost?
You know, I cannot say whether I did or whether I didn't. Maybe I felt his presence in some way. I think there's a moon ghost in all of us somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is a really great classic story. And since we're talking about the darkness today, kind of honoring the darkest day of the year that just happened and probably the darkest year 2020 in our lives so far. Yeah, I think things are just only going to brighten up from here. So, yeah.
Woo! Most definitely.
All right, Summer. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and helping with these sound effects and stories. We really always appreciate Summer being here.
Of course. It was super fun. I got to, like, move around a lot with this one. So it was fun. I was, like, running from one end of my apartment to the other, trying to get to doors quick so I could, like, get in the mindset of the moon ghost.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Thank you.
We need to get some, like, tiny doors for you to slam so you can make noises. I don't know if that's a thing, but we should make that happen.
We can make it happen. Yeah, that's awesome. New year, new sound.
Woo! All right. Thank you so much, Summer. And we're going to get back on into some music here on the show. Stick around.
Pick up the mail. I don't pick up the phone. I don't answer the door. Soon be alone. I don't keep this place up. I just keep the lights down. I don't live in these rooms. I just just a ghost in this house. I'm just a shadow upon these walls. As quietly as a mouse, I haunt these halls. I'm just a whisper of smoke. What's left of two hearts on fire that once burned out of control? You took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house.
I don't care if it rains. Radio's on and I'm moving around my place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Dancing in the Dark from Bruce Springsteen. We all know that one. Before that, it's Mighty Dark to Travel from Bill Monroe. A little bluegrass number there for you. And then Ghost in This House from Alison Krauss. Wrapping up our little set of songs right after our story segment, which was about the moon ghost. So we had to play a ghostly music, some ghostly music right after that story reading. All right, folks, we are just moving on through this hour of Mountain Song and Story. Today's theme is about the darkness. We are playing songs and reading stories all about some dark and eerie things in honor of the darkest day of the year just passing us, and we're just moving right along. I got some more songs here for you to take you out this hour. This is another very dark, very, very cold, dark song, rather. Cold Dark Waters from Porter Wagner.
In tomorrow's newspaper, you'll read about me, but they won't tell a story I know. Or they'll only say, he plunged yesterday to the cold dark waters below. I guess it all started the day we first met. You promised that you'd love me so, and I'm In a moment I'll ride on the drift of the tide, and I hope your conscience hurts so. All the tears that I've cried will be easy to hide in the cold, dark waters below. Now I hear them running to try and stop me. They're shouting, oh, don't let him go. But it's far too late, and I'll soon meet my fate in the cold, dark waters below. In the cold, dark waters below.
It's over, well over, in my mind and in my heart. It's over, well over, but then again, it didn't have a good start. You tell me, try sell me, it could have been all I ask. It's over, well over, as there it flows away, a distant past.
Love! at the dark end of the street. That's where we always meet, hiding in shadows where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide. Time's gonna take its toll. We have to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin and we know it's wrong. Oh, but our love keeps coming on strong. Steal away to the dark.
When I was a lad and old Shep was a pup, o'er hills and meadows we'd stray. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole, when I would have drowned beyond doubt. Shep was right there, to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. So the years sped along, and at last he grew old. His eyesight was fast growing dim. Then one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can't do no more for him, Jim. With a hand that was trembling, I picked up my gun. I aimed it at Shep's faithful head. I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run, and I wished that they'd shoot me instead. I went to his side and I sat on the ground. He laid his head on my knee. I stroked the best pal that a man ever found. I cried so I scarcely could see. Old Sheppy, he knew he was going to go, for he reached out and licked at my hand. He looked up at me just just as much as to say we're parting, but you understand. Now old Shep is gone where the good doggies go, and no more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know, old Shep has a wonderful home.
Old Shep there from Red Foley. Another fun fact about Elvis Presley today. I'm full of Elvis facts on today's show for some reason, but Old Shep was the first song that Elvis sang on his first public performance, which I believe was at a state fair. Pretty interesting. And another really, really dark subject matter. We are talking about the darkness after all here on Mountain Song and Story. Before Old Shep, we heard At the Dark End of the Street from James Carr, and Long Dark Road from the British group The Hollies. And then kicking off that set of dark, dark songs again was Cold Dark Waters from Porter Wagoner. And thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can catch Mountain Song and Story every Thursday at 4 o'clock right here, each and every week on Radio Bristol. You can also check out past shows if you visit the Mountain Song and Story program page on over at listenradiobristol.org. While you're there, go check out all of the other amazing shows that we have. Every show has its own page with its own archives, so please go check it out, listenradiobristol.org. As always, I'll have all of the songs and materials and resources from today's program up there, so go check it out again, listenradiobristol.org. Special thanks once again to Miss Summer Apostle for helping me out with our folktale reading for today, and special thanks again to Steve Gilley and Dave Tabler for kindly giving us permission to read the story The Moon Ghost from AppalachianHistory.net. And special thanks also goes to Ryan Bernard over at the Archives of Appalachia for helping us with today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to leave you today with one more song, My Silver Lining from First Aid Kit. After all, a silver lining is a hope or positive aspect in an otherwise negative situation. And since we are talking about the darkness, the only thing we can talk about now is how bright it's going to get in the future. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.
I don't want to wait anymore. I'm tired of looking for answers. Take me someplace where there's music and there's laughter. I don't know if I'm scared of dying, but I'm scared of living too fast, too slow. Regret, remorse, hold on, no, no, I gotta go. There's no starting over, no new beginnings, time raises on. Just gotta keep on keeping on. Gotta keep on going, looking straight out on the road. Can't worry about what's behind you, what's coming for you further up the road. Try not to hold on to what is gone. I try to do right what is wrong. I try to keep on keeping on. Yeah, I just keep on keeping on. I hear a voice call, calling out for me. These shackles I made in an attempt to be free. Be it for reason, be it for love, I won't take the easy road. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Something good comes with the bad. A song's never just sad.